It's the Reader's Notebook for Thursday, March 25th, 2021. Once again, it's time for our regular Thursday feature, A Way with Words, or Why We Say What We Say When We Say It. Today, we turn again to the world of politics as we consider the term gerrymandering. On the American political scene, gerrymandering is the practice of drawing the boundaries of electoral districts in a way that gives one political party an unfair advantage over its rivals. That would be political or partisan gerrymandering. Or a strategy that dilutes the voting power of members of a particular ethnic or linguistic minority group. That would be racial gerrymandering. The term is derived from the name of Governor Elbridge Gerry of Massachusetts, whose administration enacted a law in 1812 defining new state senatorial districts. The law consolidated the Federalist Party vote in a few districts and thus gave disproportionate representation to the Democratic Republicans. The outline of one of those districts was thought to resemble a salamander. A satirical cartoon by Elkanah Tisdall that appeared in the Boston Gazette graphically transformed the districts into a fabulous animal called the gerrymander, fixing the term in the popular imagination. A basic objection to gerrymandering of any kind is that it tends to violate two tenets of electoral apportionment, compactness and equality of size of constituencies. Regarding cases of gerrymandering based on race, the Supreme Court has held that such practices are incompatible with Section 2 of the 1965 Voting Rights Act, as amended in 1982, which generally prohibits voting standards or practices whose practical effect is that members of racial minority groups have less opportunity than other members of the electorate to elect representatives of their choice. Until the 1980s, disputes regarding political gerrymandering were generally considered not decidable by federal courts on the presumption that they represented political questions that are properly decided by the legislature or the executive branch. In Davis versus Bandemer in 1986, however, a plurality of the Supreme Court held that political gerrymanders could be found unconstitutional under the Equal Protection Clause if the resulting electoral system is arranged in a manner that will consistently degrade a voter's or a group of voters' influence in the political process as a whole. Although, when the Supreme Court leans toward the center or slightly to the left, it has generally been open to intervening in matters involving political gerrymandering, the pendulum does swing the other way, too, especially in a case just last year, in which the court's conservative majority, over the bitter objection of its more liberal members, declared 5-4 that partisan gerrymandering claims present political questions beyond the reach of the federal courts. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for March 25th, 2021. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.